world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
It's a dark day in the history of humanity, and we're going to talk about the atrocities of Bernie Sanders and the squad. The atrocities they have committed today through their activists, their puppets, the Palestinians. And by the way, if you think this can't happen here, you're living in a dream world. 8 million people have come over the border. How many of them would like to do this to your daughter, to your wife, and to you? You don't know, do you? Nobody does. That's because we have the most corrupt, degenerate criminal administration in the history of America. But let's go to Israel for a minute. The rapes of the girls, the murders of the young children and the old women, celebrated today in New York City on Times Square. Now, attacks so well coordinated, such as these on Israel, do not happen overnight. They're planned with Iran, obviously, possibly with collusion of Russia. And how did it happen? Where's the great venerable Mossad and the Israeli intelligence agencies? Where were they?
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
How did it happen to a society that's on a war footing all the time? Because for over a year now, leftists, like our leftists, have undermined the Israeli government. Ever since Netanyahu was reelected, just like Trump, the vermin on the left have been shaking Israeli society to its roots. This left Israel weak and unfocused, just as America today is weak and unfocused. Israel was left destabilized, a destabilized nation, with relentless attacks on Netanyahu's conservative government, and the enemies of Israel took advantage of this weakness, just as our enemies are taking advantage of our weakness today. Rockets, helicopter drones, parasailers. Why was the IDF so blind? Because of the enemies within that divided their nation and their military against their own common survival. A nation divided cannot stand. What they are doing to Trump and what they've done to Netanyahu has made Iran, Russia, China, North Korea emboldened. They've emboldened them. This did not happen in a vacuum. It happened. Israel was caught, they say, flat-footed. There must be much more to the story than any of us can figure out. I don't know how they could have missed all of this, the signs and symbols of symptoms of this. So we're sitting here watching women being raped. Did you see the one of the young girl with blood all over the back of her pants? Is that too graphic for you? You want me to shy away from what you saw? What the Palestinian vermin did to her? Can you imagine what they did to this girl? There was blood all over the back of her pants. Am I supposed to shy away from that? How about the old Jewish grandmothers snatched out of their homes and terrorized by these cowardly It can't happen here, huh? Why? Because we have a great commander in chief. We have a great defense secretary, that moron. We have a great joint chiefs of staff, a bunch of incompetent morons, all of them. This is not even about Israel anymore. This is about the entire West. Hey, hey, ho, ho, they said. Weston Sivers got to go. It started with Jesse Jackson and the radical left lesbian feminists 50 years ago. Oh, yeah, I know the whole history of this one. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Weston Sivers got to go. And now the women are being raped. Bernie Sanders and the squad are celebrating today in New York City. Progressive left is celebrating. Oh, sure, they're going to condemn the rapes. How about the Pope, the great Pope? The bartender that they handpicked, who I called Lenin's Pope in my book, Government Zero, he didn't condemn the Palestinian rapes. He said, oh, the violence must end. Global warming, climate change must end, that lying pig. So I wrote some tweets today. I mean, I've been up. I was afraid to get up, actually, this morning. This is a Sunday morning piece of a podcast that'll appear on Tuesday. There'll be more later on Monday, Tuesday. I was afraid to get out of bed this morning and look at the news after what I saw last night. And so I've been tweeting. I've been busy tweeting. People say Twitter's for children. Even people in my family say people shouldn't be on Twitter. It's for children. And I say to them, it's not the Twitter you know, not since Musk took it over. World leaders set national policy on Twitter. So here's some of the stuff that I've been tweeting since this began. The last one was Hillary Clinton wants all MAGA voters in re-education programs. Hillary Clinton said maybe there needs to be a formal deprogramming of the cult members, but something needs to happen. And I said, when would you people realize the American left has become full-blown communists like Pol Pot? So then after that, we wake up on Sunday. Today is Sunday, on Saturday morning, and here we go. My first tweet was Israel attack because left-wing destabilized nation with relentless attacks on Netanyahu's conservative government. Same happening here in the USA, invaded after 3 years of Biden corruption and lies. Prove me wrong. Next title, Eyeless in Gaza. Taken from Aldous Huxley. Eyeless in Gaza, taken from the Old Testament. Israel was caught off guard because government was fighting relentless leftist attacks within. In fact, I ought to call this podcast Eyeless in Gaza and then talk about Bernie Sanders and the rest of the left-wing vermin who should be deported. I then went on to this. Hamas learned from Ukrainians how to destroy tanks using drones. Shall I repeat that? Hamas learned from Ukrainians how to destroy tanks using drones. And by the way, military experts have been saying that the Palestinian murderers are running around with M4 carbines. Where'd they get them from? These are American weapons. They're not Kalashnikovs, they're M4s. Where'd they get them from? So they got them either from Afghanistan or they bought them on the black market from Ukraine. Hamas sent 8 pickup trucks with around 8 Islamist Hamas gunmen in each truck, patrolling the streets of towns and villages in southern Israel, killing civilians at point blank range and taking entire families hostage, including women and children. I then tweeted this. I was tweeting like crazy. Possible that Biden's syndicate coordinated war in Israel with Iran to distract from all his policy failures, runaway inflation, millions of illegals, proxy war with Russia, unprecedented crime wave, etc. Is it not possible? I mean, there are rumors to this day that what the hell was his name? World War II permitted Pearl Harbor to happen in order to justify our entering war in World War II to get him out of the hot seat, FDR. You don't understand that politicians are so sick, they wouldn't just kill people, they'll kill entire nations to stay in power. But that's beyond most of you to even believe that could happen. Then I ask, what will Russia do? Israel, after all, was kind of equivocal and sort of backed Ukraine. In fact, you may not know this. You may not know this, but Anthony Blinken, Obama's plant inside the Secretary of Statehood, had Israel send all of its excess weapons to Ukraine because we ran out of 120 millimeter rounds. Israel had excess. Most of them were sent to Ukraine so Zelensky's boys could fight Russia. Then I wrote, Israel went from an iron fist to soft as a knish, thanks to the degenerate left. Israel, from an iron fist to soft as a knish. Then I asked, who are the black Africans seen fighting alongside Hamas? Where the Africans come from? Who are they? Really? No kidding. Are you aware that Blinken took all of the surplus weapons and munitions out of Israel to give to Ukraine? I put on Twitter 17 hours ago. Hamas snatched Jewish grandmothers off the streets. Now, here's an important one that hasn't been asked, but I'll ask it again. I'm reading my headlines from Twitter because they actually make for a very good YouTube piece. Should Netanyahu step down and allow a militant young Turk Israeli take charge? Now, you say, oh, he's great. He's a war leader. You're wrong. He's now an old man. He's on a pacemaker. And he's responsible for what happened. I don't care who destabilized him. Don't matter. He let this happen. Netanyahu, the great war leader of the past, is no more. Golda Meir would be a better war leader right now than Netanyahu. He should step down and let some radical right-wing military person take over that country before there's no Israel left. Then we get to the American media. Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitz are both Jews, parse the Hamas invasion and atrocities, subtly admire Hamas to appease their radical anti-American viewers. You think I'm wrong? Tapper and Wolf Blitzer were the Judenrats of the past. You know, Wolf Blitz is an Israeli national originally, a complete Benedict Arnold. Then I asked how many of the Hamas weapons came from Afghanistan and Ukraine. Then this morning, this is a hard story for me to read. I don't even know if I have the capacity to read on air what they did to the women and children over there, the friends of Bernie Sanders. But we've seen the pictures of the bloodied women, the raped women being paraded through the streets, the poor Jewish grandmothers being dragged around the streets. So there was an article this morning, of all places in Yahoo.com, of naked Israeli women being paraded by your friends, the Palestinians. Well, we were told they were peaceful, God-loving, Allah-worshipping Muslims. It's a hard article to actually read. Naked women paraded by jeering Hamas fighters. This poor little girl, Shani Luke. She was at a rave, no less, on a kibbutz. Just like our idiots here, drug addicts. But she didn't deserve what happened to her. Drugs have permeated Israeli society for a very long time. They're weak, they're degenerate, unprepared. The naked body of a woman was paraded through the streets in the back of a pickup truck on Saturday as Hamas fighters sat in her unmoving form. A celebrating crowd surrounded the armed men in combat fatigues who shouted Allah Akbar from the open back of the truck. Some in the crowd, which included youngsters, spat on the woman's body before the truck sped away in a day of unprecedented massacres of Israeli civilians. This is, of all places, in Yahoo News, no less. The woman who was later named as Shani Luke. Miss Luke is believed to have been kidnapped from Israel after Hamas terrorists infiltrated by air, sea, and land. They said hundreds of Israelis were killed. It's over 1,000 for sure. They, by the way, the Palestinians so coordinated this so well with Iran, they took over an Israeli military base and stole weapons, armored personnel carriers, a Merkava tank. I've never seen anything like this. What happened to Mossad, the venerable Mossad? Well, they had too many vacations in London and New York. Is that it? We recognize her by the tattoos, and she has long dreadlocks, Tom Weintraub. Luke, Miss Luke's cousin, told the Washington Post. Miss Luke had been attending an outdoor music festival near Kibbutz Urim when militants stormed the area. War leaders decried the killing of civilians, blah, blah, blah. In one video, a crying woman named Noah was loaded onto a motorcycle as she reached out in tears to a man who was being marched with his hands tied behind his back by captors. Thank you, Pope. She had also been attending a music festival before she was abducted. It wasn't a music festival. It was a drug-fueled rave, drug, sex, and rock and roll. Hamas released footage of a group of Israeli men lying on a concrete floor in a dark room with their hands also tied behind their backs. A Jewish grandmother is seen being driven around by armed Palestinian vermin into the Gaza Strip on a golf cart. I see my poor mother sitting in that golf cart. In another clip, soldiers were dragged out of a smoking tank before being forced to lie on the ground, one of them being executed. No war crime there. A man appeared to be a dead Israeli soldier was pulled from a car by two men. His body was kicked and stamped on by an onrushing crowd who madly celebrated this victory, screaming, Allahu Akbar, Pope. But Hamas did not limit themselves to military targets in an assault that ruthlessly targeted unarmed civilians. A different older woman sat stoically in a chair as a Hamas terrorist, his face covered and a machine gun in his hands, made the victory sign with his fingers. Brave guy, really brave guy. Then they show a poor woman with her two young redheaded children begging not to be killed by your Palestinian friends, you people at University of California, Berkeley. A bloody Israeli woman was filmed being taken from the boot of a different Jeep, that's a trunk, by a man with a handgun in the Gaza Strip. The woman who had her hands tied behind her back and was bleeding through her trousers was quickly shoved back into the back seat of the car. That means she was anally raped by these vermin, these subhumans.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Anyway, I can read more of this. One widely circulated video of terrorists told a family with young children that they would not be killed after breaking in their home. The young Jewish children asked in Hebrew why the men are in their home and why they are shooting guns. See, this is no longer in the hands of God. I've tried to tell you for years, even with my God talk, that God is not omnipotent. God does not control every leaf that flies in the air. God is omnipresent. That's why I told you years ago, the Israelis learned after the Holocaust to have a Bible in one hand and a Kalashnikov and an Uzi in the other. Apparently, they put down the Uzi and picked up What are they smoking? Dope over there day and night? Alcohol, drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Four dead people, two elderly Jews lying face down in their own blood at a bullet-pocked bus stop. One photograph, a young woman lay dead on her side in her car, a gaping bullet wound in her side. A mayor who went to defend the town from Hamas attacks was named as the first to die. Ofir Liebstein was killed in a shootout with Hamas militants, said Shah Negev. That's a little community. Gaza Strip. Remember when they gave back Gaza? What we said? I was on the radio at the time. Ariel Sharon did it, I think. It was the worst mistake Israel ever made. The American left and the world left said, oh, give them the Gaza Strip. They'll turn it into a Miami. They'll have an ocean. They'll turn it into a Miami. You know what they did? They tore down the greenhouses the first day they got in there. They ripped the greenhouses to shreds and destroyed them. Some civilizations create, some civilizations can only destroy, like in America. We have animals roaming the streets of America. They can only destroy and rob and loot. They build nothing. So they said 200 killed, now 300 killed. Yesterday I told family it's over 1,000 for sure. We don't know. So that's a picture of what's actually gone on there of what we know so far. There's a lot we don't know so far. And then this morning I was getting up after the Yahoo article. Again, here's who the left supports. And you show a woman bleeding from the rear in a truck as your Palestinian friends spit on her in a truck. Kill the Jews, rape their daughters. That's what they were screaming. And Bernie Sanders and his squad of vermin support these Palestinians. Ask them all. Ask Occasional Cortex where she stands. The worst of all is the Pope. Leftist Pope does not condemn atrocities, rapes, murders by his Palestinian friends. You know, the Pope is just a bartender who they stuck a white robe on. He hijacked the Catholic religion. It's a great religion. But there have been imposters before who have stolen religions. Jewish religions have been stolen. The Jewish religion has been stolen. Do you need more? Because I can give you more if you'd like it. Sure, you want me to sit up here and scream and yell for you. Bouncer in early years. Of course, that's what he was. I called him Lenin's Pope when he first came along because he's evidencing all of Lenin's behavior. Talks about climate change, the Pope, driving around in his... Did he give up his Vatican jet yet? No. Another hypocrite like Al Gore. But let's not get distracted from the main subject matter here, which is what's going on now in Israel. You think it's going to end good? Now missiles from Lebanon are coming in. The war is going to blow up. Saudi Arabia, who was at peace with Israel under Trump, now blames Israel. The whole world has fallen apart because of this corrupt madman in the White House. Did you know the world is now blown up because of Biden's corruption and insanity? Do you understand that? Here are the headlines on the Drudge Report. They're great headlines. Hamas says attacks on Israel were backed by Iran. Well, we figured that out yesterday. Tanks captured. 100 hostages taken. Young and old snatched off street. Naked women paraded by jeering Hamas fighters. American citizens killed, abducted. Really, American citizens? Joey boy! Hey, Joey, American citizens, what are you doing about it, you? 11 Thai nationals grabbed. Netanyahu vows revenge like never known. He should step down, let a young Turk take over. World in shock. Celebrations in London. Saudi Arabia blames Israel. Now missiles from Lebanon threaten to blow up wider war. Israel's 9/11, first war in 50 years, 600 killed. Well, it's about 1,000. 2,000 wounded, it'll be 5,000. Mighty vengeance. It's not over yet. And let me repeat something to all of you. The good guys don't always win. Israel could lose this war. As much as I hate to say that, they've already lost the war. Even if they win, they lost the war. Even if Israel should wipe out all of the Gaza Strip with a nuclear bomb, Israel lost this war because they were caught off guard. And what is the lesson for us in America, those of us who don't care about Israel? And I know many of you could care less about Israel. Many of you care more about what's going on in this country. What's the lesson for us? Well, let's see now. Joey Boy Biden, the most corrupt, deranged, degenerate president in the world in American history. There's no one worse in terms of what he did to America and the world than him. But you can't catch up with this. Joey, the most corrupt leader of the free world ever seen in the world, has destabilized the entire world. What are we going to do? Let's see, we have no weapons to send. We sent them all to Zelensky, another prize human being. We're out of 120 millimeter artillery shells. We ran out of them. We can't even make them anymore. We gave them all to Zelensky. And his counteroffensive went nowhere because he fell into the Russian trap. I don't want to go into Russia as Ukraine right now. It's a whole separate story. But it is somewhat related to this in some ways, but not worth discussing at this time.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So we're out of artillery shells. They were sent to Ukraine. What are we going to send Israel? A Knish? couple of cases of Ignatius and hot dogs? What do we got to send them? You think that the war is over? You think the great Israelis are going to suddenly run back and David is going to suddenly win again? You may be wrong. There may not be an Israel in a few days. Worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, says Breitbart. Let me repeat that. Worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, celebrating today in Manhattan. A policeman in Egypt killed two Israelis and one Egyptian in a tourist site. If they drag Egypt into this, and Syria into this, and Jordan into this, I'm not sure of the outcome. Militants infiltrate, take over whole towns. Hezbollah fires from Lebanon. Iran claims victory. And Blinken claims no taxpayer dollars involved in Iran's support of Hamas terror. Blinken should be tried for a war crime. And that Jake Sullivan, these two losers like I've never seen in my life. They gave Iran $6 billion and had nothing to do with this, says Blinken, the lying here. U.S. weapons from Afghanistan that are up in Gaza. Just what I said. That's where the M4s came from. Palestinians celebrate mass murder. Cheers in Berlin, London, Istanbul. That's our enemy within. That's the Muslim invasion of the West. I mean, I'm sorry. Muslim invasion of the West? Diversity, I mean. Diversity. Democratic Socialist America cheer terror will hold pro-Palestinian rally today in Manhattan. American Muslim groups back Palestinian rapists and murderers. Is there anything more I need to say? Iran got $6 billion. Where'd the money go? Went right to the Gaza Strip. But the real question isn't what Iran did. It's why was Israel caught with their pants down? Where was the intelligence services? Now, you could get completely crazy, say, and go into this whole conspiracy theory that Netanyahu let this happen because he was in trouble politically, and now the whole country will unite behind him. I've heard that too. No, I don't think so. And I'll tell you why. Let's say he's that crazy to hold on to power, which is a possibility. All world leaders are insane by definition. Anyone who would take the job is crazy, in my opinion. Anyone who would take the job of being a leader of a country is insane to begin with. But let's say Netanyahu himself wanted this to happen so that he could galvanize the Israeli people behind him, which I don't believe is true. There are too many factions within his own government to have let this happen. In other words, there are liberals or leftists from Peace Now all over the military and all over the government. That country is as divided as ours is. They would have seen this company coming. How did they not see it coming? All of them. How? You go all over the map. I don't know. I don't have an answer for this. Death toll top 600 in Israel's war against Hamas. That's the morning headline on Newsmax. So it's 600 now, it's over 1,000. Weapons used by militants are American weapons from Afghanistan or from Ukraine on the black market. It's too early in this war to know how the outcome, what the outcome will be. But I will tell you this, the spillover is going to be happening here in America as sure as I'm sitting here. Meanwhile, Occasional Cortex implies Israel guilty of oppression occupation. She should be deported. The bartender. Representative Alexandria Occasional Cortex. This loser, degenerate, psychopathic leftist condemned Israel for being killed. This is what the American left has become. But she is a product of Bernie Sanders, the renegade Jew. Bernie Sanders, the renegade Jew, brainwashed Occasional Cortex and the whole squad. He did it. That perverted. It's too early in the morning. It's still early here on a Sunday morning, and I'm just getting warmed up. Where shall I go for more news? What do you need to know that you don't already know? The only thing you don't know is the outcome, because the outcome is not assured. Now, some personal notes. This is the most amazing personal thing that I must tell you in my professional life. Strange things happen to people in their lives that you can't predict, good, bad, and otherwise. So today is already Sunday. Friday, I got a call from Newsmax TV. And I remember I was removed from Newsmax TV at the end of May. And I don't want to go into that and reasons for that. And you hadn't seen me on Newsmax TV for 4 months. And so I wasn't happy with it, but I never made a big issue of it because I happen to like Chris Ruddy as a friend. I get a call on Friday telling me, asking me if I'd like to be back on Newsmax. I said, this is surprising. Where'd this come from? Well, we'd like you to be on tomorrow. What would you like to talk about? So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll talk about Trump's legal problems in New York. And I had my notes all ready to go on Trump's legal problems in New York. And I was going to talk about, did he really overvalue Mar-a-Lago, based on my friend Daniel Horowitz's analysis. And I was going to say, Trump reminds me of Samson being blinded and surrounded by dwarves who throw nets over him and then poke and torment him with flaming torches. The Democrats are like the dwarfs in Samson and Delilah, I was going to say. So they said, that's a good topic. That was Friday. Listen to me. So I wake up Saturday morning early, 5:30, and I see the war breaks out in Israel, the unprecedented attack. So I texted Newsmax and I said, I want, if you decide to change the topic, I will talk about how the attacks were coordinated. They did not happen overnight. They were planned with Iran, possibly with Russia, because leftists have undermined Netanyahu since he returned to power, and it left Israel weak and unprotected. Destabilized by the left. So it's a good topic, Michael. So they had me on yesterday, and I did what's an important show, but it's not about me. But I'm asking you a question in a way. How is it that after 4 months of not being on a television show that was important to hundreds of thousands of people, sure, I could reach you through YouTube. I reach 100 people here, not as big an audience. Why did God or fate have me back on TV for yesterday's unprecedented attack on Israel? Was it God? Was it fate? Was it chance? I don't know. But when I almost died a few years ago, I was told by the nurse my work was not yet finished. Now, I don't want to make myself bigger than I am, because there's a tendency amongst all of us to make ourselves bigger than we are in order to survive this horrible world. So we all walk around with an inflated sense of ourselves when most of us are nothing, including myself, before God. We're nothing. Just a fart in the wind. So we tend to glorify ourselves in order to survive, to get up, to puff ourselves up, to go out into the world. And some of us do it more so than others. So I don't want to fall back into that trap. Because God labors every day to teach us our humility.
Savage. Home of borders, language, culture. The Savage Nation.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
A couple of years ago, when Trump was in power, I was at the White House Hanukkah party. There were very nice people there, and there was some Orthodox guy there, and he came over to me and my wife, and he started putting down the goyim. My wife happens to be Christian. Her father is a war hero. Her family's been here a long time. And she turned to him, this Orthodox piece of nothing, and she said to him, listen, Rabbi, if it wasn't for my people, your people would have been killed in World War II. So shut your mouth. She didn't say shut your mouth. I added that. He scurried away to get another free shrimp, I think, on the bar. No, he doesn't eat shrimp. They're not good enough for him. I'm sick of the whole thing. Humanity sickens me. But guess what? What's the difference what I feel? What's the difference what I feel? Just, I'll conclude this today. Been with you a number of minutes now. I don't even know how long. I'll look on YouTube, whatever it is. It usually shows you the time. I don't even know what it is. Humanity, humanity, oh, wearisome humanity. Oh, humanity, born under one law to another bound. But why was I called to go back on Newsmax yesterday? Was it God? Does God choose some of us, not all of us, for reasons that we don't know or that we do know? Yeah, well, I could tell you I'm one of God's chosen people, but I would sound like an egomaniac, so I won't say that. I do know God wants me to continue working. I know that. Where will this end? Don't know. I don't know. You know where it's going to end? Because I don't know. I'm trying to go on the Jerusalem Post, the left-wing newspaper, probably celebrating Hamas. I can't even get on it. Used to be good. I won't even go on it. I wanted to look at some of my favorite people and see what they have to say about it, like Larry Johnson. I've had him on my podcast. Here it is. Here's a new one. Oh, goody. Were U.S. weapons sent to Ukraine used in a Hamas attack on Israel? That's what I suspected. I've had Larry Johnson on my podcast before. He's incredible. Former CIA officer and State Department counterterrorism official. He knows what's going on in Ukraine. He knows that Russia's wiping the floor with the Ukrainians. He knows that we all know the Ukrainians are suffering worse than any people on the planet. He knows that 450,000 Ukrainians have been slaughtered because of Joe Biden and the military-industrial complex. So he does a new piece today. Were U.S. weapons sent to Ukraine used in Hamas attack on Israel, he asks. I think that answers the question. Wow. That was posted yesterday, huh? Okay, I wasn't wrong. If he's saying it, and then I'll see what Colonel McGregor has to say. They got into a military base. They took a whole military base. They have no heavy weapons, and they took a military base. Because Israel's weak. Israel's drugged. Israel's degenerate. Israel is distracted by their own internal enemies. A house divided cannot stand. Let this be a lesson for all of us here in America. Just as Israel was caught with their pants down because the leftists undermined the nation, screaming about judicial reform. If it happened, they would not even fight in the military. They told the enemies that. It left Israel weak and unfocused. And so too we in America, because of Joey the degenerate criminal, we are weak and ununified, and we are ripe for attack here in America. Now let's all pray. We could call this God talk, but it isn't God talk, it's Mike talk. Let's pray for America, because it's all we got left. And thank you for listening. There'll be more, God willing, tomorrow, maybe tonight. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through a whole day without coming back to you today. And we will combine these YouTube pieces. I usually do them and leave them up for a day and then remove them, and I repurpose them for a podcast. And my podcasts are up on Tuesdays and Fridays. I would be remiss if I did not tell you, because I want the publisher to be benefited from the book. Yes, my book, I do want you to buy it, A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Sound familiar? Let me repeat that. I didn't plan on promoting it, but yes, Inside the Plot to Destroy America. Yes, there's a plot to destroy America. Yes, that's what the book is about. So I looked into it this morning. I wasn't going to do it. I'll do it now. And I said, did I write anything about Israel in this book? Because I don't remember anymore. It's been quite a while. And Karen looked it up. And I said, is there a passage in my book about Israel? And she sent this morning two little lines. She said, I found these two quotes. They are now pitting the Israelis against Arabs again in the Middle East after Trump had brought peace. How does this secure our freedom and our way of life? I wrote. Then I wrote this. After destroying ISIS, Trump secured agreements with four Middle Eastern nations to recognize Israel's right to exist as a sovereign nation. The previous 12 presidents in office since 1948 had managed combined had managed the same with only two nations. Peace is the conservative position going all the way back to Thomas Hobbes in 1651. That's the most important line in this whole book. It's worth buying just to have that book and show it to your leftist scumbag friends. Peace is the conservative position going all the way back to Thomas Hobbes in 1651. And the Democrats are the party of war. Every Democrat has dragged this nation into war. All this and more in A Savage Republic Inside the Plot to Destroy America. It will be my last nonfiction political book. I guarantee it. And why should you buy it? I'll tell you why you should buy it, just to have it and show it to leftists who are family members who don't know what the hell is going on. Maybe they'll wake up before America becomes Israel. I hope I'm not too harsh for you, but that's the way it is. This has been Mike Talk, God Talk, my talk, your talk, and I have to say goodbye for now.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.